what does the presence of all the people who do the extra work around the college, the bedders, the porters, the chefs, the gardeners and so on, what does that indicate about the difference between a lineage-based society and a...
Based on a hierarchy. I mean, I think all societies have some kind of hierarchy, but the hierarchy in an African lineage might be based on age or sex, whereas in our society it's based on class.
Are there rules about marriage in a Cambridge college?
Until the beginning of this century, fellows weren't allowed to marry at all. So you can't marry at all. It's not a question of endogamy or exogamy. And I suppose the children that would be the undergraduates who would come in, would inherit the collective property, which is the college and the chapel.
Yes, because that idea of corporate and collective property not going to particular individuals is very important, because fellows own all the property, but no single fellow can go out and take his particular part of the lawn or the chapel away with him. What about eating as a manifestation of solidarity in a college?
And even though we all eat together in the hall, but there are still the sublineages and the groupings do manifest themselves, because the undergraduates tend to eat together and the fellows tend to eat together, although we are all eating physically in the same building. And the staff, of course, don't eat with us at all, they just serve us, and that they have their own dining room, sort of physically separated from the main dining hall.